That's it. You know, we think that's, well, I think that's how it works. My husband gets up here every week, and he says all this awesome stuff. I don't know how he does it, because, oh, my goodness, if that's too much, I was like, oh, I don't have nothing to speak. I didn't have anything to say until, like, 5 days ago, not going to lie. And I was like, oh, all anxious and worried, and, you know, I don't know how he does it. Baby, I love you, and I praise God that you do this and not me. You know, and happy Father's Day out there in Georgia. But, you know, so I began seeking God and nothing, just emptiness in my prayer time, in my, you know, devotional time. I mean, I started opening every book that we had in the house just to see if, oh, something, a magical word would appear to me, you know? Like, I don't, you know. Yeah, crazy, right? So, I mean, one day, you know, I was reading this book, Deep Unto Deep, I think it is. I don't know, but you know how you reading a book and your mind's everywhere else, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, I read how many pages? I don't know what I read. Yeah, that's what I was doing. But God, in his grace and mercy, when I was doing that, one scripture, you know, seemed to pop out on the page to me. I didn't pay any attention that day, but, you know, later on during the week, the scripture came coming back to my head, and it was, you know, 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, my strength is made perfect in weakness. You know, like I said, I didn't pay any attention to it. That's, to me, that's one of those Christian saying we just throw out there and say, you know, and we're trying to encourage people or, you know, help them through. Oh, God's grace, it's going to be enough for you, you know. So I was like, whatever, I've heard it a million times. You know, I got my own stuff I'm dealing with right now. You know, I'm missing my family in Georgia. My husband's not here. You know, I'm still dealing with my brother's death, trying to understand, you know, have these emotions one day, angry, bitter. And I'm like, whatever. I heard that a million times. So, you know, I just dismissed the thought, you know. But funny, God, his grace and mercy, he just kept reminding me of that scripture that happened to pop out on the page that day. So I was like, okay, God, you know, I'm going to go study the scripture. I'm going to see, you know, what you're trying to say here. You know, maybe, you know, maybe it's something to speak. Maybe it's just for me. But like I said, it is for me, you know. If I'm going to be honest right now, you know, I'm dealing with a lot of stuff. Today, not only Father's Day, it's my brother's birthday, and he passed away not even a year ago of cancer. So all this morning, I was like very emotional, and actually, I was actually praying the scripture, God, give me grace. Give me grace to do this. I can't do it. I want to be with my family. You know, why? I have all these questions, you know. And let's take, and then, like I said, he spoke to me through this scripture. So I want to just look at some of the words in the scripture and just kind of go from there. First of all, everybody got your sheet, right? Sheet. It's easier to read off of it than trying, you know, it's very wordy. So the first word I want to talk about in this is the word weakness. Well, weakness in this scripture, and by the way, I researched stuff on blueletterbible.org. Oh, I didn't know you had that. And so if you guys want to research it, not just take my word for it, you know, there you go. But 2 Corinthians 12:9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, that word weakness right there means sickness of your health, you know, but also of your soul, you know, wanting to understand something, to do great things, to restrain from corrupt desires, to bear trials and troubles. Boom. That's me right there in a nutshell, you know. I'm trying to understand, why did God move me to Maui, an island in the middle of nowhere where everything is going on with my family back in Georgia, you know, dealing with my brother's death, wanting to understand why, God, why did you do this? Just questions, trying, you know, to bear this trial season of my life, you know, right? Just to understand, you know, and to do great and glorious things, like it says. I just wanted to have a good message to preach this morning. You know, I just wanted to feel significant. Don't we all want to feel significant, have a purpose, you know? Restrain from corrupt desires. Yeah. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all deal with that daily, whether you like it or not. You know, so you're probably thinking, well, this is kind of depressing, you know. But no. I do have a word of encouragement today, so just hang on, you know. That the next word that I want to define here, sufficient, you know. When we think of sufficient, we think enough, right? Oh, it's enough, you know. But if you take a look at sufficient, what I wrote, it says possessing unfailing strength. Wow. Strength that never fails. Bottom line. Just think about that. All right. So my grace is sufficient for thee. So my grace has unfailing strength, is strong enough for you. Okay. But what is grace? Okay. Do you ever think about what is grace? Grace and mercy are two different things, you know. Mercy is God, let's see, God stopping things from happening to us that we deserve, you know. Grace is receiving things we don't deserve. So grace defined here is goodwill, loving kindness, and favor, you know. But when I started looking at that word, I'm like, oh, yeah, kind of know that about grace. Yeah, same old thing. But I started going deeper into the definition, and it means of the merciful kindness by which God, who is exerting his holy influence upon our souls, he turns them to Christ. He keeps us, he strengthens, he increases them in the Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to exercise the Christian virtues that are in them. Wow. So not only is God giving us this goodwill, this loving kindness, this favor that we don't deserve, but he is giving it to us, you know. He's also saying, I'm giving it to you, you don't deserve it, and it's unfailing to you, you know. It won't fail you, it can't fail you. Now, why can it not fail us? Because it says it right there in the definition, you know. It's a grace that is constantly influencing our souls. It's like nagging us in a sort of way, you know. So even when we feel weak and have these weaknesses and, you know, trying to understand things, you know, trying to do great and glorious things, you know, restraining from sin, God is always there with us, kind of nagging us, saying, I'm here, you know, you have my loving kindness, you have my favor, you know, don't lose the faith, hold on. It's going to be all right. I'm here. It's just constant reminder, you know, that he's good. And so, you know, as a wife, if I keep nagging Chris, you know, one of two things. He's going to get really mad and it's going to cause a fight, or he's just going to give in to me and say, okay, Stacy. So God's grace that's there and just keep, come on, you can do it. I'm here. I'm strengthening you. I'm giving you knowledge. I'm giving you faith. I'm giving you this love for me. You know, it's there. It's in us because, you know, we accepted Jesus in our heart. And it's that nagging, and we can get angry and bitter and fight against it. I've done it a lot. Trust me, it's no fun. I won't advise you to go that route. You know. Or we can finally give in and say, okay, God, you know, I can't do this in my strength. I'm going to trust you with your strength to do this, you know. And when we finally do give in to him, his strength, that word strength there is his power, his abilities, his capabilities, you know, the power that's in him just by the very nature of who he is God. That power that is in him, that kind of strength, is gonna be made perfect in us. That word perfect means it accomplishes things. It brings things to an end. It completes things. So this is a God who can do anything whenever he wants, you know. So why does he have to work through our weaknesses? Why do we have to come to a point in our life where we just can't take it anymore? We just can't do it anymore. You know, that's how it seems for me. I have to come to my lowest of lows before I say, okay, God, I give up. I can't do it. Well, honestly, because, you know, God's a little selfish. He wants all the credit and the glory, you know. That same grace that he gives us here is the same grace that saved us on the cross. You know, and in Ephesians 2:8, it says, by grace are we saved. It's not of works, lest any man should boast, right? God doesn't want us boasting and taking all the credit for, you know. So the same thing, that's why he waits till we come to a point of where we just can't deal with it anymore, because if we don't come to that point, we may take credit for it ourselves and say, oh, look what I did. You know, I'm strong, I can do it. But that's not the case. You know, Paul has it right in the rest of that scripture. It says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. That word glory is kind of like boast, but I like to look at it as embrace. I'm going to embrace these weaknesses in my life, you know, not try to fight it, not trying to run from it. I'm human. God knows I'm human, you know. Otherwise, he wouldn't have sent his son to rescue me. He understands that. We're not perfect, you know. So when I come to embrace those infirmities, which is the same word as weaknesses that I have in my life, you know, when I come to embrace it, the power that God has, that power, that strength, his capabilities, the power just because he is God, that kind of power is going to abide in me. It's going to rest in me. You know, it's going to come live in me. And when that kind of power comes to live in you, that's the kind of strength in Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That word strength is the same word and the same definition as this word strength in this, in 2 Corinthians 12, right here. You know, like I said, I was going to be honest this morning. Like I said, I couldn't do this. I couldn't speak. I mean, I'm still dealing with a lot of stuff, you know, in this season of my life, still trying to understand why. But this scripture gives me hope, you know, that, yeah, I'm human. I can't do it. I'm weak. I struggle with stuff. But his grace, that constant nagging and pulling and tugging at my inner man, you know, is there for me all the time. It has unfailing strength. It's going to get me through the roughest times of my life, and it's enough for me, you know. So I don't have to hide the fact that, you know, I'm going through things, I'm dealing through things, you know. I need to turn to the people who love me, my church members, my family, you know, ask for help, ask for prayer, you know. Because when I embrace those things, that's when God and his power is going to come and live with me, live in me, and work through me and help me to get through the tough seasons that I'm going through. And I'll be able to do anything with his help. You know. So this morning, that's basically all I have to tell you guys. I just wanted to encourage you this morning. Nothing long. I'm sorry. I'm not Chris. I'm not a preacher. You know, I just wanted to encourage you guys that, you know, his grace is enough for you in whatever season you're going through right now. And as I close, I just want to pray for anyone who may need more grace, you know, or it's just going through some things right now, you know. I know it's not easy, and we're not meant to do this alone. God's with us, our church family, our family, you know, his grace. And so today, if you don't mind, if you would like me to pray for you, you know, just come up here and we'll just tackle it together, whatever you're going through. And hey, you guys can turn around and pray for me if you like. I'll take all the prayers I can get, you know. I love you guys. Just be encouraged this morning. You know, his grace is enough for you in your weakness. He is made perfect. He will complete things. When we get to the point where we can't take it anymore or do it anymore, he's going to be there with his unfailing strength to help us through. I love you guys. So if you guys would like prayer, you know, I just, you know, come on up and I'll pray for you. Let me say a general prayer. And if you don't want prayer, you're free to go. But I love you guys. Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you that you have come and you are with us this morning. Lord, we thank you and praise you that your grace is enough for us. It's strong, it's unfailing, even in our weaknesses, Lord God. You are being made strong and perfect and complete in things in us, Lord God. And Lord, I pray over the people who are here today. It's by no accident that the folks are here today that are here today, Lord God. Anything that they may be going through today, Lord God, we ask that you would just have that constant nagging on their soul, that grace, Lord, that is always there. Help them to know that you are there with unfailing strength for them, Lord God, to help them to get through everything and to do all things through Christ that strengthens them, Lord God. We love you and we praise you and we thank you for your son who died to give us this grace and mercy, Lord God. We praise you and we love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, if you want prayer, you guys can come up. And I'll pray for you guys.